And I'm pleased to welcome my guest this afternoon. It's Olivia Nourish. Good afternoon to you, Olivia.
Good afternoon to you, too, Andy.
You managed to fight your way through the traffic to get here.
Yes, it's been quite hard work coming up the Ridgeway today, but I made it just in time.
Now then, we got to Open for Art 2025 about to start. Just give us a little idea of what it's all about.
Well, it's organised by Artway, which is a community volunteer-run group of artists, which was put together in 2009 to promote artists to their local community, really, as there weren't many opportunities to do so. And the main way of doing it was Open Studios, which has been going on since 2009 and then was expanded in 2017 to take in Dorchester, Pambury and various places, east and west, south Dorset really, as well as Weymouth and Portland. We had another go at it in 2019, and then there's been a hiatus because of COVID and various other activities and exhibitions that we've been involved in. Mm. But new directors are on board. I've retired, but they have put this new event together, which starts on the 17th and goes on to the 1st of June.
Yeah, because you were involved right from the beginning, weren't you?
I was a founding director of Artway with a handful of other people who just thought, well, we'd really like to do something to show the talent in our community, of which there is a huge amount, but not very much opportunity to show, no art galleries, art spaces, community centres, etc. So we decided we'd have to do it for ourselves.
Mm. And does it take a lot of work to organise something like this?
Yes, it does. Yes, I mean, you've got to... Artists are a bit like herding cats to start with, so you've got to get them on board, and then there's everything else from, you know, communicating that the event's going to happen to the outer world, organising the logistics, the PR, the marketing, all those kind of things. There's lots and lots of jobs. But once people get to know it's happening and start to follow the trail, I think, you know, community find it really interesting.
Excellent. And you've got a lot of artists taking place, over 60.
Yes, absolutely. You know, that doesn't represent all our members of Artway, or indeed other artists who aren't members of Artway, but 60 people are in it this year, which is great news. I think across about 26 venues, stretching from sort of Grimston over to Puddletown, through Dorchester and Pambury, and then down into Weymouth and across over to Portland. Different venues, people are actually in their studios or their front bedroom or their sitting room or the shed in their garden, or they've cleared out their garage. Somebody was telling me they'd had to move all their lawn mowers into the garden to make room. And then some larger venues where artists have got together to produce group shows. Royal Manor Theatre on Portland, for example, the Old Town Hall in Weymouth, and the Jubilee Hall in Pambury. So there you can see a bunch of artists together as well.
And all sorts of different types of art as well, isn't there?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, there are painters, but there are printmakers, sculptors, potters, jewellery makers, felt makers, people who paint in wax, people who paint in fabric, quilters, really, you name it, it's there.
Yeah, and do people have to pay to go and see these artists?
It's entirely free, so wherever you go, it's free. You can pick up brochures around and about, libraries, local art centres, in a venue itself, and then proceed with that. Or look on the website. If you look for Open for Art, or look at Artway's website, which is Artwey, you can look at the online brochure.
Let's talk about you. For you used to work in TV, I think, didn't you?
A long time ago, yes.
What did you, just out of interest, what did you used to do?
I used to work in the wardrobe department for GMTV, so I was responsible for getting everybody on stage in a reasonable state of dress, and with buttons sewn on, shirts ironed, that sort of thing, choose what they wore.
Yeah, is that a bit of a battle first thing in the morning? I imagine that's quite early in the morning, isn't it?
It was extremely early in the morning. You got in about 3, presenters would get in about 4, so you had to have something ready for them. Then they might change their mind at the last minute, this sort of thing. at that time at London Television Centre, the guests came into the studio as well, particularly big stars. You know, now it's all done in a hotel off-site, but everybody came in. You know, they had to, were limited changing rooms, so very often I had people, you know, stripping in the cubicle next to me, handing a pair of trousers to be steamed, this sort of thing. You know, it was fun. All sorts of people came in to see us over those days.
And imagine sometimes you have to say to somebody, you can't wear that, it's going to clash with the background of the set.
Absolutely. Or, you know, you're going to clash with another presenter. Particularly problematic are things like tight checks and things like that, which all start to dazzle the camera and everybody starts to kind of lose their mind a little bit.
And so, do you get the thing with the in the old days, you have the blue screen or the green screen for the weather people, and if you wore the same colour you'd disappear, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
The body would disappear. You'd have a little bit of that going on as well.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, you definitely had to be aware of that. And I think sometimes, of course, they used to play a few tricks just to amuse the audience or see if the audience was even awake at, you know, 5 o'clock when we went on air.
Well, yeah, it's very early for an audience, isn't it?
Yes.
Do you have to fill them up with coffee or something, I suppose?
Well, we did have a green room where people would just help themselves. We had machines, etc. You know, bacon butties would be brought in early in the morning. It was quite a low-key affair, really, at the time. The premises was quite cramped on the roof at LWT. I think they didn't think we were going to be there very long, but
Where was the studio in those days?
It was at a London Television Centre on the South Bank.
Yeah, is that actually on the South Bank?
Yes.
That building, which
that
is empty
building.
Now.
Yeah, exactly yes. And they sort of put a cabins and things on the roof, really, for us, for the, you know, the bits and pieces in the green room. Mm. The studio was inside, yeah.
Oh, excellent. So then you thought you'd pick up your paintbrushes again. What happened there?
Well, I moved to Weymouth. I was still commuting backwards and forwards to do that job and run Bed and Breakfast, which we decided my husband and I to do. Well, I think what triggered me was going and looking at Dorset Open Studios, which is the Dorset wide open studio event, and thinking, I'd like to have a go at that. So it started from there. I went to local adult education and did some life drawing with two or three friends, and we thought, well, you know, why don't we have a shot at that? And that's how it all started, really. And after one go doing open studios for the Dorset DVA, we said, well, we like that, we want to do more of it, let's do our own organisation and fill in the years in between, because it was a biannual event.
So, well, it's not something you've been doing like ever, you know, for a long, long time. It was quite a spur of the moment type thing for you.
I did go to art school at Bristol when I left school, which I was there for 3 years, and then of course suddenly the world of work and needing to earn money comes into play, and it's quite hard for artists to do that, really. So that sort of took over family life, running a business, etc., etc. But the urge was there, and I thought, right, I've got to do something about it.
But even running the wardrobe is an artistic sort of thing as well, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, you've got to have a bit of flair and sense of colour and all style and shape and all those sort of things come into it. Yeah.
Lovely. So, what sort of art do you do? What sort of, you do all sorts, I think.
I mostly do representational art, so a mixture, really. I do a lot of local scenes. I live in Weymouth and love the harbour side and the Esplanade and everything about that kind of Victorian joyful seaside scenes. So I do quite a lot, you know, with Punch and Judy, the beach huts, people on deck chairs, all that sort of thing, and the harbour side, all those wonderful fishing boats we've got. I do commissions. So quite often, I mean, that started during Open Studio. Somebody came, saw the pictures of the beach and everything, and went, oh, wouldn't that be great if that was us on the beach? And it happened from there. Somebody then came back and said, you know what, our dad's having a 70th, we'd love it if you could do something like that. So they provided me lots of photos and Facebook connections and all the rest of it, and nostalgic things about their father, and I just included it, everything in the painting that represented them. You know, they were on donkeys, eating ice cream, sitting in deck chairs, reading the Dorset Echo with features about them in it, and it's sort of escalated from there. So I've done quite a lot of that sort of thing. I also really enjoy doing en plein air painting, which is kind of outdoor painting, and I organise the schedule during the summer for Artway, and we go off and meet at various beauty spots around Dorset, where there are plenty of those, and paint outdoors from life in oil paint, which I really enjoyed.
Well, you're never going to run out of subjects, are you, living in a place like this?
No,
always loads, isn't
it? I know. I mean, we're so near, you know, we've got the sea, we've got the island, the wildness of the island, we've got inland, we've got beautiful sort of, you know, historic houses with fabulous gardens. There's something for everybody who's interested in painting outside.
And we can come and see some of your work during Open for Arts.
Yes, you can. I unfortunately don't have my lovely studio overlooking Castle Cove anymore because I've moved. So currently my work is in the King's Arms pub, which is on Weymouth Harbourside. So you can wander in, have a look at some prints, some original paintings, cards, prints, etc., and enjoy a pint.
That sounds a good way of looking at art to me. It's a winner, that, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Okay, so just remind everybody when Open for Art is going to be on.
It starts on Saturday the 17th and carries on till the 1st of June. And I say pick up a brochure anywhere. And as an incentive for people to visit as many studios as they can, there's a competition in the brochure, get some signatures from various participating artists and venues to be in the running for £100 to spend on an artist of your liking.
Cool, that's a good
hopefully
idea.
Hopefully me. Yes.
That's a good idea for a prize, yeah, very
yes.
good.
Yeah, yeah, I think it helps incentivize people to just go a little bit further around and seek out some other artists, you know, because we all want that footfall, ultimately.
Yeah, of course. Well, good luck with all that. And thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much, Andy.